Massachusetts is joining a coalition of other Northeast states to coordinate efforts to reopen businesses and other parts of society after the coronavirus pandemic. The governors of the seven states in the group have not set any timelines. Governor Baker says first, testing must be expanded and the spread of the virus slowed before Massachusetts can consider relaxing regulations. Despite President Trump's insistence, Baker and other governors also say it would be difficult to open the economy all at once nationally because COVID-19 surges are expected to come at different times in different states. Joining us this morning to share his perspective is Ken Rogoff, professor of economics at Harvard and former chief economist and director of research at the International Monetary Fund. Professor Rogoff, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning to you.
So let me ask you this. Does Governor Baker's approach, the idea that we can't just flip a switch on the entire economy all at once, feel like the right way to go as we move ahead, given where we are right now in the pandemic?
Well, Governor Baker, as you quoted him, stated it very eloquently. I couldn't have said it any better. We have to have the testing. We have to have the health officials tell us what we should be doing. You can't unpack this all at once. And probably we're going to, you know, turn back on, unwind very gradually, and we probably will have more waves. We didn't shut down the whole country. We're not shutting our borders completely forever. So we need to be prepared for more waves. Hopefully we'll have two or three steps forward for every one step back.
What do you mean two or three steps forward?
Well, I mean, if you look around the world at what's happened in Singapore and China and other places, as they put on, you know, very tight restrictions, and as they try to loosen them, something happens and they have to tighten them up again. I think that's just inevitable until there's a vaccine, a very good treatment. I think that's what we probably should be expecting here. You know, hopefully it'll go pretty well, but the idea that we're just going to open all at once and that's it, you know, sayonara COVID-19, I mean, that's just nuts.
You know, we're in a global economy, but this is so very personal for most American workers, considering that 1 in 10 American workers have now lost their jobs in this. For many people, their personal economies are simply in a free fall. Do you see it that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the worst global recession probably in 150 years. I mean, compared to the Great Depression, unemployment, it probably will fall as much if we measure it the same way in both times. Hopefully it's not going to last as long. We're a lot richer country than we were during the Great Depression, and hopefully we'll use that wealth to protect people. But this is an awful period. It's, like an alien invasion. It's just, I didn't experience World War II, and, you know, this just gives us a little taste of what, you know, the kind of privations you feel in wartime.
Is the federal government making the right decisions when it comes to curbing economic catastrophe?
The federal government. Well, I mean, I think the federal government hasn't handled things nearly as well as the state government. I think at the moment we've had to do what we've had to do. We've had to sort of shut down. We're not prepared to accept the loss of life. I think as this goes on, there's just going to be experimentation all over the world with opening up in different ways what happens, and hopefully we can watch other places and other countries and try to figure out a way to do it. We can't just stay shut down for a year. The life costs, the malnutrition, mental health, all kinds of other health problems we have, we just can't do that. So we're going to have to find a way to dig our out. Testing is the key.
And will we be in a total restructuring, a total economic restructuring when all is said and done?
That is a really good question. I mean, I think we will certainly see some changes. Do we still, you know, are we going to be building another skyscraper with hundreds of people packed into a single office if we think this might happen in another 10 years? I think this could lead to a reversal of this 40-year trend towards increasing urbanization and sort of a bit of a spreading out of the United States. But, you know, frankly, who knows? And certainly there'll be a political upheaval.
Ken Rogoff, professor of economics at Harvard, former chief economist and director of research at the International Monetary Fund. Thank you so much for giving your time this morning to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you.